Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
So whether you're at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to be present with God, let us take a moment, take a few deep breaths, deeply breathing in, gently releasing. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware of the very place that you are at. Be aware that God is present with you in your environment. He is present within you. Sometimes it's helpful to take a moment and take in your surroundings. To notice details of the space that you're in that perhaps you have not been aware of. Then it's often helpful to be aware of how you're feeling internally, your emotions, the thoughts that continue to come into your mind. As you become aware of your environment, and of yourself, acknowledge that God is present with you in all these. The emotions that you feel, God feels these with you. The things that you see around you, you and God are seeing together. We're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" And Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." I invite you, as you reflect on this passage, using your imagination, to place yourself walking with Jesus as he's on his way to meet with John and to be baptized. As you visualize yourself walking with him, what questions come into your mind? Had John and Jesus met previously? Did Jesus know what was going to happen? Did Jesus come and sit and listen to John teaching? Was Jesus excited? Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." As you reflect on the second reading, I invite you to walk with Jesus into the water. As you've journeyed with him up to this point, and continuing to use your imagination. Place yourself with Jesus as John lays his hands on him and submerses him in the water and brings him out. Place yourself with Jesus as though John is laying his hands on you and submersing you in the water at the same time. As this was a defining moment in Jesus' life. For from then on, Jesus began to proclaim the kingdom of God. He stepped into a new phase of his life. As you, in this time, have been baptized with Christ, what new phase is the Lord bringing you into? Are there any ways that God is inviting you to see things differently, to live differently? And as we close this time, I'm going to read the last sentence of this reading. And I invite you to receive these words as straight from the Father. Receive these words for you right now. In this moment, no matter what you've done, no matter what lays ahead, let these words speak directly to your heart. You are my son. My daughter, you are the one whom I love, and with you, my son, with you, my daughter, I am well pleased. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's SLOprayer.com.
And as you go from the space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.